Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Angel, the Mind Freak. It's Grego, man. I'm here. How are you?
Good, man. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, I'm a big fan. I used to watch your TV show, and then it went away. Are you going to have more television shows for us to watch?
I'm working on a bunch of things. Right now, I'm doing this tour of Raw, which is really exciting. We just did a show last night, sold out. Tonight, I think, will be sold out as well. And coming to Sugarland, and then I, go back to Las Vegas. I do a show at Planet Hollywood called Mind Freak. So I'm so busy with that. And yes, I'm working on a variety of projects. Right now, though, I'm dealing with my son and his pediatric cancer relapse. So it's, life consuming. And that's been the focus right now, even though, I had these previous contracts, I couldn't stop doing these shows. So, just want to do these shows, do great shows, and then get back to Vegas to my son while he's in the hospital.
I can only imagine. My heart breaks for you, man. As a father myself, I read this in the news about the relapse because I had heard you in an interview not too long ago where, you were excited, you were on top of the world that the cancer had gone into remission and whatever. But now this kind of news is just, it's just heartbreaking, man. I'm sorry, and I wish you all the best. I really do.
Thank you so much, and he'll be okay. We'll get through this. So right now though, I just was with him. I came on the road, gonna do some incredible shows. Excited about this, and then he's with his mom and the family, and so he's good. I talk to him all the time, but we'll get through this, and also perform some incredible shows and give people the opportunity to escape their reality with me and see some incredible mind-blowing demonstrations.
I know, you really are a mind freak. And for a $59 and I don't know how many cent ticket, plus service charge, that's a big night out because Chris Angel is a perfectionist. From what I know about you, you are constantly trying to improve. I think the phrase is all thriller and no filler for your show. Is that right?
Yeah, or all killer, but no filler. I believe, if people can't get to Vegas, even though this is a completely different show than the one I do in Vegas, I want to bring Vegas to them. I just did this show on Broadway. It kills. And people just love this show. It's an intimate evening. It's tons of magic from Mind Freak, the series, from Vegas, and from, stuff that I'm premiering for the very first time. So I'm always working on new material. So people really get to know me. I bring a surprise guest act who's amazingly funny and really, really talented. So it's just a great night. And the show is a nice long show. No intermission. I just want to have like a great time with the audience and kind of interact. I do stuff in the audience. I vanish from the stage and appear in the middle of the audience. I try to do things that have never been attempted before in this show. And it's just an exciting show for the whole family. And as you said, it's incredibly reasonably priced, compared to what it costs in Vegas. This is a very reasonable price for a great night out for the whole family, or a great date night. And you won't forget this night for a long time because I absolutely would destroy your mind. I will blow it away.
Now, not only is this show, a little bit different than your Vegas act, but do you bring the technology and utilization of the technology that you talk about? Because, you know people are going to be on their phones. So you incorporate that into the act, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. The show in Las Vegas is Mind Freak. It's fully the first immersive show the world of entertainment has ever seen, to the extent that I've done it. But this show is completely a different show. It absolutely has technology involved in it. But I think the magic of this show is really the magic of emotion and how we connect to the audience and how we engage them and kind of get inside their mind and freak them out. I mean, it's things that, you know, I bring the audience completely on stage to do things to screw with them. I go in the audience, as I said, and it's just about, you know, that connection and strip away, you know, all of the things that you think allow magic to work and just do it in its purest form, inches away from people's faces. And it's, you know, we have cameras shooting everything, different cameras. You know, we live switch during the show so people have the best angle. And I'm always in the audience, or a lot of the audience is up on stage. So it's really, there's no, like, the audience sitting in the audience watching the show. The audience is in the show. It's immersive.
It's beautiful. You know, and you said people get a chance to get to know you. I've been watching you and your show and your career for a long time, and I still can't figure out. I look at you and I go, is this guy a rock star? Is he a biker? Is he? Because sometimes you see him and you know, you see you in the, you know, saunter up to somebody and your vibe is very relaxed, like super relaxed. I go, well, is this guy, you know, is he all right? Is he on pills? What the hell is this guy's? You know, in other words, you're not, obviously, but you've got a really wild vibe about you. You have like 13 motorcycles, don't you?
Oh, I have way more than that. But I just, you know, I'm me. I never, by the way, I don't do drugs. Never did a pill. Never did any illegal substance, you know, like coke or any of that stuff. I stay away from it. I think that's it killed my cousin. I found him dead. So heroin. I just you know, tell everybody to stay away from that garbage. It doesn't really help you get ahead in life. It actually does the absolute, you know, reverse.
Sure.
But yeah, no, I'm me, and I do, you know, people get to see Chris Angel, the guy they saw on television in the show. They get to see Christopher, you know, the guy that is with his kids and his family. They get to know that side of me. And then they also get to know the crazy side of me, this alter ego that I have is Christos. You know, who paints his face and does, you know, the opening of the show starts off with a video that I did with Jonathan Davis of Korn, and is how the show starts. And it's pretty freaky. You know, I have girls that are the best in the world that are contortionists, and, you know, we're on the Olympic gymnastic team. You know, they do the crazy things walking on their hands and feet backwards with their masks. And it's kind of freaky. So it's scary. It's enchanting. It's exciting. The show has something in it for everyone. Escapes, close up magic, you know, shock magic, illusions. So comedy. So it really has something for everyone, this show. And it's not even like an hour and 15 minutes. It runs closer to like an hour and 45 minutes or 2 hours. It's a nice show. And I just kind of have fun with the audience and I let it roll. And I just want to give people every cent their money's worth and then some.
You do a fantastic job. And like I said, I'm a fan. And I heard that one of your good friends is Paul Stanley of Kiss. Is that right?
Paul is a great, great friend. He is an amazing human being. And he was the first person to call me when he heard about my son. Oh. And I have some big, big news coming up. I can't say it right now, but about KISS and about an event that I'm going to be holding next year with a lot of incredible people. So that news is going to come very soon. But Paul and Gene are great. Paul has been a friend of mine for some time, and I love the guy. I'd do anything in the world for him. And he's truly not only an incredibly talented guy, but he's just the nicest guy with the greatest heart.
You know, I think I just channeled a little Chris Angel mind freak because I think I know the event you're talking about, but I won't spoil the surprise. We'll let you break that when it's time. But it's great to talk to you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night at Sugarland Smart Financial. And let me just do this because this
I've never performed there. So coming to Sugarland, Texas has been something I wanted to do for some time. And I know people in Sugarland. And I'm really, really excited about this show. So if people want to have a great night out and just get their minds blown and just chill and kind of see crazy things that they've never seen in their life, get your tickets now for Sugarland It's going to be, you know, I think it's at the Smart Financial Center.
Yeah.
And it's going to be an incredible event. And I hope to have everybody out there to get their minds blown and have a great, great time before the holidays.
Thank you, Chris Angel. Great talking to you, my friend. And best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a great holiday, man.
You too. Bye-bye.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.